other people's body parts?
Asmodeus, Jericho snapped. You don't see her, do you hear me?
He jumped back as if something had electrocuted him. Completely blind, Minor Master. Hearing is intact. He put his hands out as if feeling for furniture. Is there anyone here besides the two of us? No? Good. I'm leaving now unless Minor Master has another preferably non-painful task for me.
You're dismissed.
Cool beaners.
Asmodeus vanished.
Delphine frowned at Jericho. He's not right, is he?
Yeah, I think Noir may have hit him on the head one time too many and way too hard.
He faced her.
So, would you like to join me for something to eat?
As long as it doesn't involve the entrails of demons, I might be persuaded.
Demon entrails have no appeal for me either. Zeus's are another matter.
She wrinkled her nose at the mere thought. Ooh. He held his hand out to her. Delphine hesitated, wondering if she should be doing this instead of finding a way to Madoc and Dimas, but she couldn't get near them without Jericho. Maybe food would predispose him to a better, more amicable mood. Against her better judgment, she took his hand in hers. As soon as she did, he teleported them back to New Orleans, to a small, dark alley at Exchange Place. It looked to be early evening, but it was hard to say for sure since time on Earth moved differently than it did in other realms. What might seem like 15 minutes in Asmodea might be a year on Earth. A slight exaggeration, but... She looked around the deserted alley that had closed and boarded up shops. What a strange place to choose. She didn't know what she'd been expecting, but this wasn't it.
What are we doing here?
He changed his clothes into a pair of jeans, a black shirt, and dark hair before he started toward the street.
Going to eat. What, you got Alzheimer's?
She narrowed her eyes at him.
No, but I don't see a restaurant around here.
He gave her a duh stare.
If I put us inside the restaurant, people might scream and freak. Not to mention it has a webcam there that makes it even harder to just poof inside. Damn modern people and their wizard's tools, he said sarcastically. I miss the days when we could just kill and roast a chicken, huh?
She rolled her eyes.
You really can't help being an asshole, can you?
I probably could, but it's not worth the effort. God forbids you might actually take a liking to me. Then where would we be?
I have no idea, but I might be willing to risk it.
His eye turned dark.
You don't ever want to see what's inside me, Delphine. It's not pretty.
Delphine reached up to touch the scar that ran out from under his eye patch. He caught her hand in a fierce grip.
I didn't say you could touch me.
No, you didn't. Sorry.
She pulled her hand from his and watched as he walked stiffly to the street and toward a restaurant called Acme Oyster House. Delphine followed, even though her heart was heavy with guilt over eating while her brethren were suffering. Win him over, and you can save them. What else could she do? So long as she lacked her god powers, she was at his mercy. She winced as she finally understood the true horror of all he had been through. It was so hard to be without the powers that had been a part of her almost the whole of her life, to be at the mercy of others. How had he stood it? The world was terrifying like this, and it gave her a whole new appreciation for the humans who inhabited this place, especially since they were the prey for so many more powerful beings. She paused at the door while the hostess grabbed their menus and looked around at the gathered people. People who had no idea that Jericho was a god and she his prisoner. The hostess seated them at a table in front of the window that looked out onto the street. Even though there were TVs playing and people talking, she could still hear the music from Bourbon Street, which was just a few feet away. How she wished Dimas and the others could be here now and not in whatever holding cell Noir was using for them.
Is something wrong? Jericho asked.
She glanced at him and sighed.
I'm worried about my friends. It seems wrong to be eating while Noir is torturing them.
Jericho set the menu down to give her a stern glare.
First of all, You don't want me to get too hungry, ever. I'm an even worse bastard than normal, and having starved for centuries, I'm not about to deprive myself again when I don't have to. Second, let me tell you something about your friends. Dimas held me down while I was branded, and then took me to the human realm, where I was left with nothing. No clothes, no money, not a damn thing to call my own. Hence, the aforementioned starvation. She cringed at what he described, but he took no mercy on her. 100 years later, Mordaunt, one of the leaders of the Honoroi who had been her mentor, dumped me inside a Spartan prison camp and told the commander I was a traitor to their people. You don't really want to know what the Spartans did to people they thought betrayed them. Delarion, the third leader with Madoc rounding out the crew, had me put inside a Turkish prison in the 15th century where I was impaled after being tortured for 3 weeks. His face was stoic, but the pain in his eye was excruciating. So you'll have to excuse me if I have a hard time feeling too sorry for them right now. At least no one's shoving a sharp spike up their asses.
Her stomach shrank at the horrors of his past. You were impaled?
His expression turned to chiseled stone.
You know the worst part about impalement?